This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do Tina's Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and...
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A preview of President Trump's scheduled national televised address this evening on the subject of border security from Vice President Mike Pence.
He'll talk about the 17,000 people with criminal records that we've apprehended at our border. He'll explain the need not just to build a wall, which he's determined to do, but also to provide our Border Patrol with additional resources.
The president's address at 9 p.m. Eastern comes as he suggested he might declare a national emergency to get border wall funding. House Democrats today are expected to push for new gun safety legislation on this 8th anniversary of the shooting of then-Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Giffords will be there to support a new measure that would require universal background checks for all gun sales. Clemson thrashed Alabama to win the college football championship, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just... doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
First came reports TSA workers have been calling in sick because of the partial government shutdown. Now those who work for the FAA who inspect planes for safety have been deemed non-essential, so they're not reporting to work because of the shutdown. The president of the union representing most of those workers is Mike Perrone.
And we're not having our inspectors there. The potential could be for a safety-related problem.
He was speaking on Fox. Turkey's president's criticizing President Trump's national security advisor, John Bolton, after refusing to meet with him. The Turkish president passing on the meeting with Bolton earlier today, saying in a speech to Turkey's parliament that Bolton made a serious mistake in laying down a new condition for U.S. forces to leave Syria, which is assurances that Turkey won't attack America's Kurdish allies there. There's been no comment on this development yet from Bolton or the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
In the upper Midwest, people are scraping ice off their windshields again due to another snowstorm that's sweeping across parts of Wisconsin, northern Minnesota, and Michigan. Many people are hoping for an early spring.
I want to move out of state. I don't like this anymore.
I deal with it by doing fun things inside and wishing that I could go on vacation.
I would like to see a daffodil right now.
With a look at some of the awards bestowed Sunday night at what some call the pre-Oscars, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
At the 76th Annual Golden Globe Awards, Bohemian Rhapsody, the saga about the rock band Queen, which could have easily been categorized as a comedy musical, ended up winning the year's Best Motion Picture Drama. And actor Rami Malek won Best Actor in a Motion Picture Drama for portraying Freddie Mercury, the band's frontman.
Thank you to Freddie Mercury for giving me the joy
of a lifetime. I love you, you beautiful man.
The real Freddie Mercury died back in 1991. While Green Book, the account of a true life road trip through the Jim Crow South, could have been competing for best drama, it ended up winning the award for best comedy or musical. And Christian Bale took home a Golden Globe for best actor.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, and it's what it's all about for us, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Steve Cortez joins us now. Always good to have Steve with us. Happy New Year. How you doing, Steve?
Bill, I am great. Happy 2019 to you, sir.
Hey, speaking of which, we're getting close to 19. We got 17 days of a partial government shutdown. And the wall, by any other name, says, hey, this is about border security, is it not?
Right. No, it certainly is. And, you know, I can't believe, just when you think that the media, mainstream media, can't get any more disingenuous, when you think that the Democrats can't be any more duplicitous, they reach new lows. And they're certainly doing that in this debate. And I say that because, you know, a couple of reasons. One is they claim to care so much about these DACA young adults. But the reality, I think, is that they actually want a controversy and not a solution, because the president is very willing to deal on DACA in exchange for a border wall, something the Democrats claimed just months ago they were also willing to play ball about. And now they're closing the door to that, saying not $1, or I guess Nancy Pelosi said literally $1, very insultingly, for the wall. And then the other thing, Bill, is that they constantly claim that walls don't work. They want to make it sound as though this is some medieval answer.
Immoral. It's immoral and medieval, right?
Yeah. Well, and it's neither, by the way. You know, right. Good fences make good neighbors. That's a very good proverb, and it's very true in life. But also, high-tech, modern walls do work, and we don't have to guess. They're all over the world working. Israel's probably the best example, but Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Hungary, walls work. And we're not talking about Hadrian's Wall. We're talking about a very high-tech one with sensors, with cameras, with anti-tunneling technology. And here's the most important point that I keep trying to make on air when I'm on CNN is, forget what I think about the wall. Honestly, forget what Trump thinks. Listen to the cops, the customs.
Exactly, the people that are there, right?
Who are on the front line. They want the wall. And why would we ever tell a cop on any beat in America who says, I need this piece of equipment to do my job? Would we ever say, nah, we don't think we want to give that to you? Of course not. We give them the tools they need to protect themselves and protect our country.
Yeah, the sad part of all this is that this is what politics has reduced itself. But the Democrats have clearly exposed themselves. Now, the question is the electorate listening and watching what they're saying? Because it is absolutely disgusting. Because they hate Trump. Because they see this as this would be a victory for Trump. This is not a victory for Trump. This is a victory for the American people. To do something that Democrats have promised for decades to do. They've continued to kick this can down. I don't know how to this day, Steve, that after they agreed on the deal with Ronald Reagan, how they were able to avoid that with HW, with W. I mean, go right down the line. And the same people, including the former standard bearer for the Democratic Party, Barack Obama, saying this was a must. It had to be done. Now, all of a sudden, because Trump's in the White House, he promised, God forbid a politician would promise anything to their voters. And he makes a promise. And like so many of the other promises, he's fulfilling them, and the Democrats are beside themselves.
Right. No, you're right. That's why I call him President Promise Keeper. He's, you know, yeah. He's a politician unlike any other, partly because he never was a politician before this, and he actually delivers on his promises. You know, speaking of politicians and the way that they, you know, just twist in the wind, depending on what they think is politically expedient, when you hear and read some of these statements from left-wing Democrats on immigration in years past or even in months past, mm-hmm. And going all the way back to, say, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Chuck Schumer, when you hear them talk about how serious the need is to stop illegal immigration, if you close your eyes, you think you're listening to Donald Trump.
Right.
Because they talk about it in some cases even in more harsh terms than he does. Mm-hmm. And yet now, you're exactly right. Only because the president promised this wall and promised border security, now they actually oppose it. And so what they're proving, I think, very sadly, is that they hate Trump more than they love America.
Yeah.
They are willing to hand Trump a loss and a problem, even if it means that the American people suffer. And, you know, as we've talked about several times in the past, Bill, the American people, by the way, who suffer the most from illegal immigration are American minorities, are Hispanics and blacks, who have to deal with unfair, illegal competition in the labor market, and in some cases have to deal with dangerous illegal aliens who are allowed to hide in plain sight because of these misbegotten so-called city and sanctuary state policies.
Steve, and to your point here, there was a professor who was just on the other night talking about and sharing the empirical evidence of how blacks in particular, minorities in general, have been greatly affected. I mean, to the tune of over $1 billion, not to mention all the other sociological impact, because it has thrown them into the poverty level that poor people don't get married. So now you got 70% in black America of unmarried mothers having children. And this is all part and parcel and contributory to this open borders policy that has been brought to you by the Democrats. They don't care about the people. I mean, this is what the people need to see, in much the same way that Donald Trump, when he went to them and went to black America, went to Hispanics, says, hey, give me a shot. What do you got to lose here? And look what happened. Look what's happening to minorities right now in the way of business generation, jobs, the latest jobs report. I mean, this is off the charts. And instead of high-fiving and celebrating America, it's quite ironic that the people of the world and the nations of the world are looking at America and say, hey, I want what they got.
Right. No, and listen, here's the thing. You know, I don't begrudge people wanting to become Americans. As a matter of fact, I totally respect it. And I think if I lived in Honduras or El Salvador, you bet I'd want to be an American.
I'd be scrambling. Yeah, exactly. I'm right with you.
But I certainly hope and believe that I would do it the legal way and respect that any country, like any institution in the world, whether it's a company or a school, any institution has a right to determine who becomes part of their group. We have a right, and that's not racist, it's not nativist for us to say we have a process to become an American. We have filters that should make sense. I think we need, honestly, more intelligent filters. I think we need more merit-based immigration. But regardless, we have the right to establish the conditions under which people become Americans. And we're hardly anti-immigrant, Bill. I mean, as you know, America has about as many immigrants right now today as the rest of the world combined. So we're a nation that loves legal immigration. We do it better than anyone in the world. It's absolutely critical to who we are as a people. But that doesn't mean then that we just throw the door open and anyone can show up at any time.
Exactly.
And that's unfortunately what the Democrats, let's just be honest about it. That's what they want. And why do they want that? It's because they think that it will result in votes for them down the road. And I hate to be that cynical, but I think it's really the truth. They believe that either these people themselves will be naturalized and be voters, or their children and relatives will become voters. And that's what they see is the partisanship of votes for their side rather than the actual harm that illegal immigration does to Americans. And you're so right. Exactly, to the most vulnerable Americans, the most of all.
Well, this is a sad commentary, but again, are the voters listening to what, you know, what the Democrats are saying? This is clear. This is not about national security. This is not about border security. I mean, to argue semantics of offense, and meanwhile, we have, you know, an illegal immigrant being killed by an illegal immigrant, the police officers sing in California. I mean, this is heartbreaking. And these are, you know, this is another one of the millions of sad stories in the naked city of America today.
Right. No, what a sad story. Right after Christmas, family man, legal immigrant, honorable American protecting us, and he's killed by an illegal alien. This nonsense has to stop.
15 minutes after the top of the hour, going to break. More from Steve Cortez after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's What You Like is fresh and independent. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Steve Cortez, CNN commentator, former advisor to the president. I guess he still hangs with the president. You have a beer with him. Well, he doesn't drink beer, but maybe a cup of coffee with him once in a while.
An iced tea, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, Steve, before we get into this other stuff, real quick, Rick Wilson. Hey, what happened?
Yeah, so, you know, Rick Wilson, to be honest, I'd never heard of him before, I think 2016, mm-hmm. but he gained some degree of notoriety. He's from your neck of the woods. He's from Florida, mm-hmm. and he's a political strategist down there, Republican, has worked with a lot of mainstream sort of establishment Republican types. Well, he came out as a big Trump hater, wrote this book, Everything Trump Touches Dies. And so mm-hmm. he's really become a sudden cable news celebrity because he's a Republican, at least in name, who despises the president. Everybody
right.
talks about him in the most, you know, awful terms. Well, and that's fine. You know, attacking the president is one thing. What he's done lately is he's pivoted to attacking Trump voters. So mm-hmm. 63 million Americans, regular people, many of them working class people who supported this president in 2016, he's now vilifying them. And I mean in the harshest terms. So on CNN last week, he said that Trump voters were a bunch of, and this is a quote, he said, rubes with 10-toothed rubes. So he said that we're a bunch of toothless rubes. So I got on air with him then on Friday night and confronted him directly about that, about how condescending and insulting that is, and that he shouldn't talk about tens of millions of Americans in such disparaging terms. You know, and who is he, by the way, to make himself so elite that he can look down his nose at those of us in the Trump
But what was he channeling? Is Tim Kaine or something?
I guess. And then he said he almost doubled down. He said, well, they're so unsophisticated that they can't see what the president is doing and the way he's swimming them. So, you know, we're just a bunch of dumb, aw shucks, you know, toothless, unwashed masses who don't matter to people like Rick Wilson. And look, you might say, well, he's an outlier and, you know, he's just frankly, you know, rude and wrong. But I do think that that mentality, he's being more crass about it. But that mentality is pervasive among mainstream media people, certainly among political elites, the people of political establishment, of both parties, by the way.
Yes.
Even though ostensibly a Republican, they really look down on our movement, on our anti-establishment movement, as a bunch of unwashed idiots.
How about a pro-constitutional movement?
Right.
I mean, this is the sad thing, Steve, is that many people out there, especially these young kids, because the lack of any kind of civics education, you know,
right.
you have Ocasio-Cortez, AOC now, in short, who comes on as the darling, and it's like, you know, my question to her is, when was the last time you studied the Constitution, or do you even believe in the Constitution? Even Whoopi Goldberg told her, hey, look, you need to take a time out. I mean, you're getting a lot of notoriety here, but you're, in a sense, you know, she kind of warned her and gave her some good, you know, mentoring advice, is that don't blow your wad here. You're getting all kinds of moments of fame, but you're exposing your lack of education and understanding and intelligence with the things that you're saying.
Right. You know, and interesting you say that, too, because I think she went to pretty good school. I know.
Yes, she did.
She claims that she grew up inner city in the Bronx. That's not true. She grew up in wealthy Westchester County.
Westchester.
I think she went to good schools. I think she went to Boston University, which is a really good school.
Yes, she did. Right.
And yet, she seems totally uneducated. And you're right, though. And listen, I say this. I've got four teenagers, and we go to private school. We go to our church grade school and then a military high school, okay, where you would think you get good civics education, given that those are generally very traditionally minded schools. Both of our schools are, and love our schools, Bill. But even
right.
at those schools, okay, which are excellent, I think, by comparison, compared to the average public school, say, in America, even at those schools, largely because the textbooks are so bad, and only the history and sociology textbooks only talk about the problems in American history and none of the triumphs and not
right.
the Constitution. And not our founding principles. And because of that, now, I, of course, do my best as a father to supplement all of that at home. So I really hope my kids are well-versed in the Constitution and in this country and what we're based on. But the vast majority of children are not, and young adults. And I think Ocasio-Cortez probably is unfortunately emblematic of that millennials in this country, because of our disastrous lack of civic education, have not been properly educated in what America means, our founding, what the Constitution means. And so you're right, though. Thankfully, the Trump movement was the opposite. So, you know, far from being unsophisticated, we were actually saying We are going to reclaim the Constitution
exactly.
from the crony establishment in Washington, D.C.
That's what's going to unify us, Steve, because those principles are so core. You go to Main Street America, people ask me all the time, go, Bill, what's wrong? What is it going to take? You know, what is going to happen here? What needs to happen? I said, well, first of all, I would say as a man of faith, a revival needs to occur. I mean, we need morality back in this country. Our founding fathers clearly stated that our Constitution was designed for a people of moral values. And we've abandoned that. And we wonder why we live in the chaos that we live today and why these core principles that united us. I mean, you think about the 240-plus year history of this great country of ours. It is centered, the centerpiece of this, you know, e pluribus unum, in many there we become one. It is the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution that brings us together. And all these outside ideas, because America has no right to think of any kind of exceptionalism and all that, well, you know, you tell the world right now, as we said in the previous segment, the world is looking at the America's economy and saying, hey, look, that's what we want. And, you know, why is Kim Jong-un sitting down and talking, you know, to President Trump? Why is President Xi, you know, he's having to be diplomatic in his own way, even though this guy can make any decision he wants to do as the forever president. You know, why is he listening to Donald Trump? Because he sees that, look, at behind all the language, and maybe you don't like the tweeting and all that, the guy is delivering the goods, Steve.
Right. Oh, he certainly is, and we sure saw evidence of that last week with that unbelievable jobs report that we got out last Friday. I mean, that was just gangbusters. Listen, Bill, I've worked for 25 years on Wall Street. I can't remember a jobs report like that except for going back to the 90s. I literally can't remember one in this century where it just hit on every single cylinder. Usually when there's a nice headline, you dig beneath the surface and there's some things that are, you know, mitigated. But not in this one. It was literally just a gangbusters, blow the doors off jobs report. The headline number was fantastic. Over 300,000 jobs created, not just jobs, but great jobs with the highest wage growth in almost a decade, all time low for Hispanic unemployment. I mean, this was just, if you want to talk about a president who delivers,
yes,
you need look really no further than that jobs report. And that was the final report of 2018, best manufacturing year in 20 years since the 1990s, by the way. So he is absolutely delivering on his promises. It's something we've never seen before, quite frankly.
Yeah, and Steve, AOC says the president's racist.
Right. Well, you know, too, that's just racism has become sort of I call it the scarlet R. It's sort of the scarlet letter of politics right now. Once they call you a racist and once they pin that on our chest, they think that we're marginalized and we're no longer part of the conversation. And it's really absurd because the term is almost losing its meaning, quite honestly, the way they throw it around casually, right, to the president. And I often say this, too, if the president's a racist, well, he's the worst racist in history because all he's done is make life better for minority Americans. But of course he's not a racist anyway on top of that. I mean, you know, I know this man. I know his heart. He cares deeply about all Americans. And I think my opinion of him. Look at his actions, what he's actually done to protect this country. And, for example, when they claim that protecting our border is racist, well, America's not a race. We're not protecting white Americans from illegal immigrants. We're protecting all Americans.
Exactly.
So if you're purple, if you're an American citizen.
Democrats and Republicans, oh, by the way.
Right.
And independents. Yeah, we're collecting. Well, tonight the president is going to make a statement. He said that he is willing to call a state of emergency in order to take care of the border. What do you expect?
You know, I think he should. To me, at this point, he doesn't have much of an alternative. And this is the unfortunate reality of losing the election in 2016 in the House. And that's just the reality we have to deal with for the next few years. From my reading, I'm not a lawyer, but from my reading, state of emergency is totally applicable here and legal. It'll be challenged, certainly, but I think he can prevail in those challenges, and he should do it. But I'm also glad that, look, I think he's great at social media. I love the tweets. I like the ad hoc, you know, press conferences and gaggles that he does. I do think this is necessary. He needs to have a serious, long, sober sit down.
Are the people behind this, Steve?
I think so. I think so.
Okay. Well, we will anticipate what the president, as always, is going to share with us tonight. This will be, I think, one of these historic moments that people will be writing about for the years to come. Steve Cortez, CNN commentator on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve. Happy New Year, buddy.
You bet. Thanks, Bill.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Gen S is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Gen S has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Genesis medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Genesis products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Genesis banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A preview of President Trump's scheduled national televised address this evening on the subject of border security from Vice President Mike Pence.
He'll talk about the 17,000 people with criminal records that we've apprehended at our border. He'll explain the need not just to build a wall, which he's determined to do, but also to provide our Border Patrol with additional resources.
The president's address at 9 p.m. Eastern comes as he suggested he might declare a national emergency to get border wall funding. House Democrats today are expected to push for new gun safety legislation on this 8th anniversary of the shooting of then-Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Giffords will be there to support a new measure that would require universal background checks for all gun sales. Clemson thrashed Alabama to win the college football championship, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dan Gaynor is with us now. Dan is the Vice President of Business and Culture for the Media Research Center. Dan, Happy New Year. How are you?
Doing okay. Happy New Year to you as well. I hope you had a nice holiday.
It was a nice break. I took a couple of weeks off. Everybody got to enjoy some best of interviews that we did over the previous year. And here we are hitting the ground running for the new year and excited to see what 2019 holds for us. But one thing in particular is what you've been looking at, and that is the underrepresentation of women, particularly in hypocritical Hollywood land, that declared that 2018 was supposed to be of the year of the woman, but not so when you look at the evidence, right?
Yeah, don't you love how one of the things that we've learned over time is that all this stuff that Hollywood teaches you, you know, that, oh, you know, we got to listen to them on this and that, the other thing. It turns out Hollywood is filled with people who are bigoted against you because of your faith, because of your race, because of your gender, and because of your politics.
That's right.
But, you know, we're supposed to listen to them.
Yeah, it's not good enough for you to be pretty anymore. Now you got to be politically correct. You've got to have the lingo down, and you got to go to the right cocktail parties. Otherwise, you're out of the parade.
Yeah, so Variety came out with this report and said Hollywood women have made incremental gains and below the line jobs, you know, producing, editing, stuff like that.
Right.
But they've backslid, and you know, for directors, and because it has a radical underrepresentation. So now, whose fault? fault is that? Because Hollywood, much like academia and media, is run by one side.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see, that one side that's having Me Too moments all over the place, they seem to have a problem. Yet nobody wants to talk about it. Why is that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Why is it? Because at every other turn, I mean, Nancy Pelosi's talking about, you know, being a woman. I mean, the reason that she needed to be head of the Democratic Party in the House is because she's a woman. And, you know, and here it is, how many more women got voted into office over this last voting cycle. And what I sense occurring here, of course, men, believe it or not, continue to be at a disadvantage. And, of course, in a recent report, this one study said that men are more disadvantaged in 91 countries, and this is according to a new academic study. I think we're about ready to get, you know, where that fulcrum is going to come back at us 100 degrees really hard and fast here. What do you say?
Well, I think you're right. You look at academia, you know, has done to men in college. Now, men wildly undergraduate in college. I think the last number I saw was something like 56% to 44%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then why are there all these set-asides for women in colleges? Why aren't there set-asides for men? Why aren't there, you know, the idea is ludicrous. It should be that we should be trying to help everybody who has a hard time. I've always been opposed to affirmative action set aside, so no matter what the group is, because affirmative is, it's only affirmative if you're the one being affirmed.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not very affirmative if you're the one being screwed over.
Well, it's at somebody else's expense. That's what it is.
Yeah. And so what you see in the media is the idea that, oh, well, we're going to represent that. This person needs this opportunity. Do you ever see when they hit a percentage, and any sort of group that's underrepresented hits the percentage that equals their population? Do you ever see that the media say, oh, well, there's enough of them now. We need to help this other group.
Right.
No. They want to keep promoting, well, we need to, you know, deal with systemic discrimination against, you know, whatever Martians, whatever group they want to hit.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal is ultimately to have every underrepresented group get overrepresented, which anybody who can do math realizes that there's a problem with that.
Right.
And the problem is it's going to end up hurting white males.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what they want. They want white males who live today to pay for the fact that white males living hundreds of years ago might have theoretically been advanced. But the number of white males who might have been theoretically advantaged a couple hundred years ago is so tiny. Oh, yeah, if you were a king, if you were a lord or something like that, your life was great.
Right.
Otherwise, you were just a working class idiot like all the rest of us. And, your life wasn't any great either. But nobody wants to talk about that. So what you get is Hollywood marketing. Oh, we've got to have the year of the women. We've got to have the year, of this group, of that group.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they got to bend over backwards for this group or that group. Maybe it's just Hollywood is filled with a bunch of old liberal bigots.
That's right.
Have you ever considered that, folks?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what happened to equal justice, liberty, and justice for all? What happened to that? You can't do it at somebody else's expense. I mean, this was the beauty of America and why the light of freedom has shone so brightly. And even today, you know, America is the headline for the world with what we're doing, because there's more freedom that reigns here. Do we have our faults? Certainly we do. The social engineering that's being attempted by liberals and progressives is what's getting in the way, and there's no empirical evidence to prove that their social engineering works, Dan.
Right, but they don't believe in any of that, except for the social engineering part. They don't believe in the freedom and justice for all and stuff. They don't. They believe that you should pay for the sins of your fathers, that nobody else should. So if your father was a mass murderer, well, then you shouldn't pay for that. If your father was an illegal immigrant, well, we should help you. But if your father was somehow, advantaged by being white, oh, well, then we're going to hurt you. Doesn't matter whether it helped you or not. We're still going to hurt you. This is nothing short of a cultural revolution.
Exactly.
And remember what happened in China. Remember that a few million die and a whole bunch of stuff gets torn down. Monuments get torn down. That should sound familiar to people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the left wants, because ultimately they don't want equality. They don't believe in it. They don't support it. They never have. What they want is to take the old system and replace it with a new system where they're on top and the people who were on top before are on the bottom.
Exactly. And that's really the whole bottom line of all this that people need to see. And this is why the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, absolutely drives them nuts. Because, believe it or not, there's still at least 50% of this country that still believes in it. The challenge that we have is that sometimes you have to stand up for it. You have to have the courage to fight for it. Otherwise, we're going to continue to get overrun, and we've got this ridiculous stuff that's going on. I mean, you've got one congressman now. She's putting forth a bill for reparations.
The left has put forth several bills: impeachment, reparations. Their plan is to get money out of politics, essentially to get money that might not go their way out of politics, not all money. So they want to get business money out of politics, but not labor money out of politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, that's nice and neutral.
Mm-hmm.
I question one thing you said, though, and I hope you're right, but I'm just not sure you are. And that is that 50% of the people believe it's still in the Constitution. I'm not so sure it's true anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone through entire generations now, I think a couple generations, that have been raised by the left in academia and media.
Mm-hmm.
They want their safe space. They think that hate speech should be banned, even though it's covered by the Constitution as free speech. They want guns taken away, even though they're covered by the Constitution. They don't like religious speech. They don't like religion at all, in fact. I think you could word a questionnaire for people, and you would get majority opposed to every right that we have in the Constitution, except maybe freedom of the press. And then, even then, you could get it, if you worded it so you're talking about conservative media, I guarantee you could get more than 50% opposed to it.
Right. Exactly. Well, I'm going to give you the last word on that, Dan. Dan Gaynor, VP of Business and Culture for the Media Research Center. Always a pleasure. Thank you, Dan.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Stand in the light and be seen as we are.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
This is who I am inside. This is who I am. I'm not gonna hide. Cause the greatest risk we'll ever take is by far. To stand in the light and be seen as we are.
Your program, your calls, your opinions.
Hey, just the way you like it, at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. You know, listen to what an incoming, freshman congresswoman who comes from the Muslim community out of Michigan. And you would hope that she would be an example and encourage those of us that are still trying to reconcile, you know, the Muslim religion and attitude and everything into the American fabric, the woof and warp. And, I was very disappointed with her comments and what she had to say about our president. And basically what she did, as we were talking with Steve Cortez earlier, you know, marginalizing the 63 million plus people that voted for President Trump by saying that, she's there to impeach the MFer, as she put it. And that, President Donald Trump has met his match and he's just going to have to deal with it. Well, I'll tell you, that goes a long way in bringing this country back together when so many, I got to tell you, even over the holidays, I had so many people come to me and say, Bill, what is it going to take? How are we going to get this country unified again? And I said, really, in so many levels, this is a spiritual issue. When we are filled with rancor and hate and anger, the way we are and the way it's so freely expressed in our culture today, I mean, this is very dangerous. And sometimes what happens, I guess you just need to, as we say, fall off the roof and get hurt to realize that gravity still exists. All this talk, you know, in the name of freedom of speech is on its face. It's dangerous. It's disunifying the very thing that you think that you're going to do. I mean, who is going to get what kind of parade are you leading here in any kind of mass numbers that would want to impeach President Trump? As he says, why would you get rid of somebody who's doing a great job for you? Well, he's a liar and he uses worse language than that. I don't know that I've heard him say worse language. Is he a liar? Probably no more different than all the other politicians that have come along the way. And Donald Trump, though he's not from the woof and warp of the political garment,
to link him and, somehow ignore what has been, part and parcel of the makeup of politics in America today, and suddenly say, oh, just because you hate him and you're upset because he's the president and you're not, then it's a freewheeling deal. But enough said on that. It is time to bring the good news girl on, because we need good news this Happy New Year, Sam. Samantha Happy Mao is here with us. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm happy to be here and kind of, lift your spirits a little bit, because, stuff like that, when people make comments like that, it can be really discouraging, and it's good to be able to bring people together a little bit with some of these stories.
And we have to remember, it's a small number of people, Sam, and this is why, it's so important what you do for us, is that you remind people of the goodness of Americans, across this country, as you report every week on these viral videos. For example, I mean, here's a situation, starts out not too good. A cop says a would-be kidnapper chased a woman into a karate studio. Uh-oh. Wrong door, huh?
Okay. Now, this is this is something every woman fears. Everybody, I'm sure, is scared of this. But something especially for women walking around themselves at night. This woman was in Charlotte at 9 p.m. by herself. And a man tries to grab her and pull, it's a strange man. She doesn't know him. He tries to grab her and pull her into his car.
Oh, wow.
Fortunately for her, she was right by a Charlotte karate studio where Randall Ephraim was there, and he's the head instructor. They're still open. He's putting stuff away, and he sees this woman running kind of panicked, and he looks over, and there's a big guy coming in behind her, and he assumes the guy's there to, inquire about classes or something
right.
like that. And the guy's like, I'm here for her. And the woman says, I don't know this guy. He's trying to take me. I don't know who this guy is. And the dojo ends up pushing the guy outside. And then he said the guy still got violent, and he dealt with it accordingly. And the guy left in a stretcher.
He went to the
hospital and then to jail.
Yeah. Wow.
And
how bold though to run into the place and even admit, he goes, I'm not here to join up. I want to join up with her. I want her. I don't want you. Right. How bold.
I mean, that could have been, I cannot imagine if that studio hadn't been open and that, Randall Ephraim hadn't been there.
Where was this guy from? Where was this perpetrator from? Do we know anything about his background?
I don't know where the perpetrator is from, but this took place in Charlotte. He's a guy in his 40s and, he was charged with several different, several different crimes that night.
Yeah.
And,
the only reason I'm asking this is not to just say, oh, aha, yeah, but there is this increase, and I think it's quite amazing in light of the hashtag situation and how, we have, understandably and notably, increasing sensitivity for women, as we should and always have, because, my mother, my grandmother raised us, all us boys, as gentlemen. You don't go and attack women, but for some reason there's this element that's creeping into the culture that just says, it's okay for you to grab and go. And, this is insane. So, I'm just, kind of keeping an eye on that. Anyway, let's go on to this next story, which I think is interesting. This couple returns a diaper bag, and it was filled with something other than what you would think a diaper bag would be filled with, like, the family's life savings?
That's right. Okay, so when you first read that, you're like, what in the world would a family's life savings be doing inside a diaper bag?
Exactly.
How would they forget it?
Right.
Now, it was a Vietnamese man who was attending. The diaper bag belonged to a Vietnamese man who was attending college in Southern California, and his wife and daughter were there visiting him. And they went to see Christmas lights, as people do. Mm-hmm. And they put the bag down, and I'm sure just in all the distraction and everything, it was a diaper bag, and it had their passport, too.
Oh, my God.
And they left it and forgot it. And, of course, this guy, when he realizes that once he gets home, he's panicked. He didn't sleep a wink that night. But fortunately for him, there was a couple, Gabriel Ruiz and Gabriela Jaragel, and they found the diaper bag, and they opened it up. They were first waiting to find out if the person would come back, and when they didn't, they opened it up, and they see all this money and they see the passport names that is in Vietnamese, and they're like, where's the contact information? We have to get this back to somebody. Somebody's missing this.
Right.
And they spent the whole night trying to figure out where he was. They found a secret compartment in the bag with an address and contacted the guy. Were able to, it was $5,000 in cash. He said he didn't know what he said. They just saved my life.
Oh.
And, fortunately for him, he found people that were not only wanting to do the right thing, but they went above and beyond. You know, they were not going to rest until they made sure that this was returned to whoever needed it. And I love people like that.
Well, God bless them all. That's awesome. Now, this next story, you got a North Carolina inmate's given life-saving award for rushing to aid of a supervisor who had a stroke. What happened here?
That's right. Well, James Smith, he was the supervisor when, you know, you see inmates on the side of the road doing work. And there were three men there, Roy Smith, Rosendo Morales-Sanchez, and Franklin Edens Jr. And they noticed the supervisor, who they got along with really well, you know, he was kind of acting funny, and then they realized he's having a stroke.
Mm.
And, you know, they're outside of the prison. This would be an opportunity for them all to escape, but instead what they did was they took his phone and they called for help and waited with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I think that a lot of us, you know, you think of people being in prison, like, automatically a bad person, but you know, you don't know what led them to get there. And when they were presented with the opportunity to look out for themselves or somebody else, they looked out for him. And it's great to see that, you know,
and they're being awarded this life-saving award. That's awesome. Well, for those of you that have ever made the vow, that committed, you know, before God and your family, that when you got married, that it would only be death that separates you. I want you to be encouraged by this, to remember that even after a divorce, an ex-wife can be sensitive enough to say, look, it, my ex-husband needs a kidney, and so why not mine, right?
That's right. Mary Ziegler and Bill Henricks, they were married for 22 years, if you can believe it, and they've been divorced for 20.
Mm-hmm.
But they decided when they were getting the divorce, they're like, we're not going to treat each other poorly. You know, it was a very conscious decision for them, for the kids,
mm-hmm.
and for each other, that they would make it a point to get along. And she always says that, you know, Mary actually always says that Bill didn't leave the family, but Linda, his new wife, joined it.
Mm.
So it's like her family grew, which is a very extraordinary situation.
Yes, it is. Wow.
But he's been in kidney failure for a while, and, you know, he was trying to find a match, and people either weren't healthy enough or weren't close enough match to be able to give him a kidney. That's when his ex-wife stepped in and volunteered, and she turned out to be a match, and she gave her a kidney, and they're both recovering well. And you know, she's like, this is, you know, people are making a big deal of it. She's impressed with people who give it to strangers, and I'm like,
right,
you know, I'm extremely impressed that she would be, not only do they get along, but she's making sure, you know, literally giving a part of her to make sure that her ex-husband and her children's father stays around for a long time.
Well, we have to remember how it all began in the Garden of Eden, right? It was bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, and here it is. You know, now it is the woman to return the favor and give flesh of her flesh to keep her ex-husband. What a sweet story. This and more are at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner, and you can be blessed all the time when you check out these viral videos. Samantha Mao on Bill Martinez Live. Happy New Year, Sam. Thank you so much for being with us.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In a historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 4 years ago.